then between Lloyd and stage and the other stage was called a filly.
Filly?
Yeah, medium size. It wasn't big enough to ride or work or anything like that.
Now, if somebody couldn't stay on the horse, you'd say they...
That much?
If someone couldn't stay on the horse, you'd say they...
Stay on it?
Yeah.
Or you mean that the horse would throw them?
Yeah, but they would...
So the horse would buck him, get him off, or something like that, you mean?
And so what would happen, they would fall...
Oh, if you're talking about horse throwing and things, hell, I've been up so high till the bluebirds built my pockets before I got back.
The bluebirds built in your pocket?
Yeah, that's a horse that threw me so high up.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever used to have to break them like that?
Well, any kind of horse that takes an ocean to, if I don't care how good he is, if something goes wrong and he wants to get rid of you, just well get on the ground. That's a place for you.
He'll buck you off, huh?
Oh, yeah. They'd all laugh, and the other boy would run off and everything. They'd say, you gonna get back on? I'd say, hell, he done it once, let him do it again. I never did get hurt at it. I've been stunned and had the breath knocked out of me and things like that, but never did break an arm or back or leg or nothing. Had a big horse one time to throw me and a boy, both of us gonna ride it. She told us, and I was on the front and he was on the back, she had a better heave at him. He was about 12 feet. That's where I got it. A bunch of niggers were busting it, and they were just screaming and squalling and laughing, and said that the bluebirds built in his pockets were here to ground. So he got up, and the nigger said, you know what, Mr. Manley gonna get back on that horse. Said, that man ain't gonna get on. That man ain't gonna get on that horse. Mr. Man ain't gonna get back on that damn horse. He ain't gonna let that damn horse through him. I dug it back up there between the logs and jumped back up there and told that boy to come on. He said no, and I wrapped the hell out of him and went on.
You ever ride cows?
Huh?
You ever ride cows?
No. I had some boys here, though. Both of them ready to go to their graves right now. That rode ever. Damn cow, and I broke it. Every bull I've had brought here on the farm, they broke it right.
Yeah.
Now they're both ready for their grave or something.
Why's that?
Well, it's in bad health, but I don't think that caused it. But there was boys that just wanted to. Have you ever seen boys that one of them could do more than the other one?
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what the other done. He could do more than that one, and he could do more than this one, and he could do more than that one. They was two like that. Nobody could get ahead the other one.
Mm-hmm.
If you rode that damn bull, I'll ride one bigger.
Yeah.
And if you broke him to ride, I'll break mine to ride, and so on. And then he'd turn around and go back and get on still a bigger bull and ride it. And if you'd laugh, they'd hear me laughing 3 miles away from you sometime. Yeah, boys.
What would you call the things you put on a horse's feet?
Or shoes. Shoes.
Yeah. And the parts, and you put them on there. What would you put them on? The horse's
nails on its hoof.
Hoof. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you put two on. You put one on each.
Each foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
All 4 feet.
Yeah. The game you played with them.
What?
With the things you throw. I mean.
Horseshoes.
Yeah. Is that the game?
Yeah. Say horseshoe, we always called it.
Do you ever have sheep around here?
Huh?
Sheep?
Oh, sure. My God. Thousands and thousands, millions of them, yes.
Really? What would you call a male sheep?
There's a ram. A buck, some people call them, but we call them rams.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, they call them bucks, I believe, but back in that day, I think they were just plainly rams.
Well, female?
Huh?
Female sheep?
It was a ewe. EWE, I don't know how you pronounce it, but that's the way I do.
Yeah. And they had, what did they have on their backs?
A wool?
Yeah, you'd shear off.
Yeah.
Now, male hog was a
boy.
And a male that had
been castrated.
Yeah, you'd say.
And a bear.
The little one.
We call them pigs. Is all.
Yeah. And they had on their backs, they had those stiff kind of
bristles. Bristle hair.
And the big teeth, you call those?
Tusk.
Yeah. Did you ever have to cut them off?
Well, when we caught wild ones and we didn't have to catch them over, we broke them off.
Uh-huh.
We'd keep them running the dogs. Actually, we castrate them and turn them loose when we break the teeth off so that the next time you caught him, he couldn't hurt the dog so bad.
Yeah. And you call that wild hog that grows up, you call him a wild hog?
Yeah, well, another way you speak of him, the biggest part of his native homes that were under hill when you come in from the country.
Native hogs?
Yeah, it was a native hog here that was another word that...